Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. You are here, ladies and gentlemen. So happy that you are listening. It is, Tuesday? February 7th, 2017. 2017, and we're here to talk about you, and everything affects you and your buckos and all points in between. This is where the markets and your money meet Washington, D.C., and those miserable failures that have been putting roadblocks in front of us forever. We'll do lots of that today, and of course, as said, we'll have the markets, the movers of the day, the news of the day, whatever else pops into my mind today. We thank you for being here. But first, if you do not get this show in your city, go to GaryK.com. You can listen live or archive. We're live 6:06 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Also at GaryK.com, you can follow me on Twitter. Just press the button or go Twitter at Gary Kaltbaum. You can email me. Just be nice. No, really. Not like the dude who last night wished my death and called me a fascist, Hitlerist, whatever you want to call it. Read our, I already said that, commentary, articles, post, charts of the day, news of the day. If you want to hear what we're doing, we'd like to hear what you're doing. Press the money management button. Press the consulting button if you manage for yourself or for others. Press the subscribe button if you want to get some notes directed to you, directly to you every morning. And I don't know what else is there, but I'm sure something's there. All at GaryK.com. So, in our normal fashion these days, in Trump land today, Betsy DeVos, for the first time ever, the vice president had to break a tie in voting her education secretary as two Republicans voted against. The story is that this woman has no experience in the education business, has never taught. She advocates charter schools. The worry is that she is going to go after public schools. And I must tell you, I have never seen such, and I'm not saying this in a bad way, I'm just stating a fact. Major league attacks from the left on the education secretary? Wow. In case you don't know, she married into the DeVos family, who owns Amway, who, by the way, owns the Orlando Magic right here in beautiful Orlando, Florida. Also in Trump land, You know, the well, one side is calling it a Muslim ban. The other one's calling it a temporary stoppage of immigrants coming into this country from seven countries deemed by Barack Obama, I'm just stating facts, to be quite worrisome. So it's going to go in front of another court tonight, and let me be honest with you, I have no clue what's going to happen off of that. But we'll report it to you tomorrow. Also in Trump land today, because man, oh man, it is always moving, 127 firms have joined the fight against the Trump ban. Apple, Google, Microsoft, Facebook, and others filed a joint court brief supporting a lawsuit that has resulted in a hold on President Trump's executive order on immigration. Wow. That's big news. That is big, big news. You know my take again. I just want to know why they didn't do that to Obama when he did it to Iraq in 2011. I want to know why he didn't do it to Obama just 3 weeks before he left office, stopping Cubans from coming into this country. We just believe in equity, fair, balanced, both sides. And it's just quite weird to watch one president enact some things. By the way, Barack Obama moved, reported, whatever you want to call it, 2 million people out of this country over 8 years. Any of you decide to read that? I didn't hear that he was a racist, against immigrants, xenophobic. I didn't see any protests on that. Quite interesting. When you have a chance, go Google how many people under Barack Obama's 8 years were deported or reported, or, oh, I'm sorry, they use the word removed. But all of a sudden, it's bad, it's bad. Notice I'm not taking the side here, because as you know, about half the things Trump does, I hate. Half the thing Trump does, I like. So we'll see how this plays out. But again, there's no equity here in the media and in these companies. And on the left, it's amazing to watch. No, really, it is amazing to watch. In Trump land, is there anything else in Trump land today? No, we'll just leave it at that for now. They're going back and forth on, words back and forth in fighting against the media, but we don't mind. We don't mind at all him sticking the middle finger out at the media, because they're not the media. You know that, right? They're no longer the media. They're no longer journalists. You know that, right? They might as well have been hanging with the protesting women and whoever was protesting in Berkeley. They're not the media. They're a joke. 8 years of nothingness. Now all of a sudden they are Barnaby Jones, Mannix, and Steve McGarrett from Hawaii 5-0 all put together. And last but not least, nothing to do with Trump, but I just wanted to bring this up. You know, we've been talking to you for 2 or 3 weeks about Sears Holdings. 3 weeks ago, we said that we thought the stock was acting like they're going to be eventually going out of business. And we walked you through some of the things that are happening with their bonds, with their company, how they've raised a lot of cash to just, I don't know if the words keep them alive, but getting close. Wall Street Journal finally is on to what we were talking about 3 weeks ago. Warning signs mount on Sears' path. Gee, thanks. We had no idea. The clock is running out on Sears Holdings turnaround. The struggling retail brought some breathing room recently, raising more than $1.5 billion. And just so you know, they sold Land's End, Sears Hometowns, outlet stores, and Sears Canada, as well as real estate. So, again, we would not catch the falling machete on this one. We don't know what Eddie Lampert, who runs the joint, has in store, but it's almost like he's on purpose committing retail suicide. On purpose. But he's still worth like $3 or $4 billion. Go figure that out. So I just wanted to intersperse that. I don't even know if intersperse is a word. Intersperse that with all the Trump land news today. And we can expect more out of Trump on a daily basis as he is in tweet heaven right now and going after anything and everybody out there. So, later in the show, we will have the full market wrap. We'll have the movers of the day, the news of the day. And then we'll segue a little bit back into Trump land as, where the hell are the tax cuts? We're going to have big corporate tax cuts. We're going to have middle class tax cuts. We're going to do this and we're going to do that. And we're going to do this and we're going to do that. Now I'm hearing, we think we can get this done or put it on the desk by the end of the summer. Really? Do they know it's just February? Again, ladies and gentlemen, we couldn't give a crap that it's Donald Trump as president. We care about policy that comes out of Washington, D.C. And we don't put a face to it. We don't put a name to it. We put policy to it. Because that is what matters most, because yapping is just that. It is meaningless to outcome. So where's the tax cuts? Up next on The Edge, the market wrap, the movers of the day, the news of the day, and again, whatever comes into this brain today, I thank you for being here. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Yesterday's accomplishments affect today. Use Blue Emu, available in stores nationwide.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Hey, thanks for being with us today. No, really. Thanks for being with us today. So every now and then, we get these gift cards and stuff like that, and we don't keep anything. So we are now going to give out a gift card. And I'm trying to come up with it's going to take me a few minutes to figure out something. We can't just give it away. We're going to have to come up with like a question of the day. I'm not sure what it's going to be. Give me a few minutes. But we got a $250 gift card, and we're going to give it out to somebody in a few minutes. I got to figure out. See, you can no longer do trivia questions because everybody can Google everything. It's very depressing. You know, we used to do Seinfeld trivia on the show. You can't do Seinfeld trivia. Boom, Google it. I'll think of something. Give me a few minutes. Now, that all said, let us do today's wonderful edition of the Tuesday Market Wrap. Brought to you by Investment-Models.com. That's Jim Rohrbach, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market with his proprietary indicators. Go check it out. Investment-Models.com. On the day, Dow up 37. Boeing up 2.5. Apple up 1. IBM up 2.5. Downside, Chevron down 1.5. Financials. Weakish, mostly red on the financials. Gold, silver, pull back a little bit. Red, no biggie. Transports down 18. S&P flat, NASDAQ up 10, SOX up 3, NASDAQ 100 up 17. What else? Russell 2000, small caps a little bit on the weak side, new highs contracted. Advanced declines 13.16 on New York, 12.17 on the NASDAQ. And of note, what do I want to start today? Anything stick out? Yes, the oils. Oil prices got hit pretty decently today, and oil stocks had another rough day today. So let me repeat for the umpteenth time. I would avoid buying energy right now as they continue to break support moving averages and all that stuff. And if you look at the oil services, if you look at the big oil, if you look at the oil explorers, they broke below another area of support, so stay away from the oils. I also like to mention starting to see some weakness in some of the steel, copper, aluminum, metals, mining type of stuff. Not saying to avoid, I'm saying I'd be on the lookout. How's that? And besides that, there was nothing really much else from a group perspective today that sticks out that I need to yell and scream to about, either on the upside or downside today. Retail remains weak. Housing going no place fast. What else? Restaurants. Domino's Pizza. I'll talk about that in a little bit. Transports, blah-ish. We would avoid the airlines. We've been telling you that now for a couple of weeks. Don't like the action there. In fact, I can all but say some of these airlines technically look downright sellable at this point in time. I'm just writing a couple down as we speak. Again, so that's another little group here. And again, we're in the ninth week of range-bound action. We have not moved up 2% to the upside or downside. We're in the ninth week now. I'll leave it just at that. Eventually, something's going to give. Biotech, I've been asked about that. Yeah, it's been doing a little bit better. It just does not feel like there is any oomph to it. That's with three O's. The one name that's sticking out that gapped up on earnings was Amgen on Friday. Now sitting around as you have a lot of resistance from 165 to 177. Stock closed at 166 and change. Retail. Continue to avoid. And another little disaster today in Michael Kors as the stock was down a good 10% today on just yuck. Nothing good to report. Sales down, earnings down, guidance not so thrilling. And we just, again, apparel. Go look at Under Armour. Go look at, what was the other one I was telling you about? VF Corp. These things are at new yearly lows. The big box retailers smacked to smithereens, and we'd avoid them at this. Dillard's, notice today down $1.75, just at new yearly lows. And let me be clear about something, because I know you hear otherwise sometimes. When the market is near new yearly highs and a group is at new near yearly lows, you don't buy that group. I heard somebody say, oh, retail is an unbelievable value here. It's at new yearly lows while the market's at new yearly highs. Eventually, that's got to meet in between. No, it doesn't. No, it does not. In fact, typically a weak group in a strong market, if the market comes back, pulls back, the weak group usually only worsens. So we would avoid most, not 100% all, but most retail right now. They are in the toilet. And of course, as we mentioned earlier, Sears Holdings down another 86 cents today to 566. What is that, 12, 13% today? That baby going to be a zero. And we specifically avoid that in a very big way. But we do believe there's going to be a real good markdown on some real estate. 1,672 stores left. That's a lot of square footage. Hope I'm wrong. That's a lot of people out of jobs. Hope I'm wrong. Up next on The Edge, movers of the day, news of the day, whatever else today. Thanks for being here. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
The baby is just so beautiful.
Mom, this baby is a toddler now. Sammy's into absolutely everything. We've been working on childproofing. That's why we called Budget Blinds to come put in motorized blinds and shades.
Those beautiful new window treatments are motorized?
Yeah, you just use this remote. See?
Oh, that is so great. But what does it have to do with baby proofing?
No cords. Nothing for Sammy to grab hold of.
Wow, I never thought of that.
Yeah, it's more of a necessity than a luxury when you have kids.
My grandson is beautiful. My daughter is brilliant. And now I need Budget Blinds to come to my house right away.
Budget Blinds helps you childproof your home with the luxury of cordless motorized window coverings. And during the Luxury Within Reach event, the more you buy, the more you save, with savings up to $2,000. Hurry and call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now before this offer ends. Or go online to budgetblinds.com. Don't miss out. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises. Restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four.
find out more, call toll-free 800-973-5533. That's 800-973-5533. Call 800-973-5533 today.
Biz Talk Radio. Listening to
America is talking.
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on its feet here. He's a Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Let me just wanted to bring up something. This is market-based, and I don't want to take the big brush and paint all of it with the brush, but I just want to let you know some thoughts on something. I get inundated at my office with calls from people who want me to buy their stuff. And I get a ton of calls from private real estate investment trusts and private equity trusts and private this, and private that. And I'm not saying they're all bad. I'm not saying they're bad. What I am telling you is that I have had a bunch of clients come into my office with transferred in private stuff. A private real estate investment trust paying 6% or whatever it is, paid quarterly, blah, 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 blah. Every one of these private, they don't trade on an exchange. Every one of these that came into my office, we're not talking 100. None of them ended up liquid. That when clients were looking to sell, the people they bought it from had to find a buyer. And the price of the entity, in my mind, was just arbitrary. And I always ask the question, why would brokers buy private real estate investment trusts paying 6% when you can buy ones that trade on exchange that are completely liquid and you can always get out? You know what the answer is, right? Big commish. And I'm very careful about going after the industry that I'm in. I very rarely do. In 08, every minute of every day I went after it. But I'm just a logical guy. Why would I want to put clients into something that I can't sell? The most important thing you can do or have when you buy an investment is the ability to sell at any time you need be. Not with a lot of these. Not with most of them. So just word out. You'll decide it's your money. But I'm just letting you know a fact. A good percentage of these private thingamabobs, there's no liquidity for. You need to ask that question. Now, let me... These things are continuing to pay the clients. That's the good news. They're getting this 6%. One of them lowered the dividend. But they're still paying. What good is that? So just some food for thought. Thought I'd bring it up because I got asked about it by a couple of people today. And I got three cold calls today from three people. And one of them, I politely turned them down. He told me to F off. I'm like, really? And I called back the number and it was a bad number. So just realize some of these people are just bad people. Just letting you know. A little bit of movers of the day. TransDigm up 15, 245. The stock was just trashed 2 weeks ago, came out with earnings. Priceline up 10, still range-bound. Google bounces off the 50-day, up about 7. Everest Re, we're in the 5s. Alphabet, that's Google, never mind. Middle B, 5. Domino's Pizza, 5. Good volume today. And I did not see any news. Just letting you know. Amazon bounces up 4. Coherent up 4. O'Reilly Automotive up 3. They reported after the close. I don't see it moving. Shire PLC. CDW Corp. Vail Resorts. Just write these down. Thank you. Centene. Stamps.com. GW Pharmaceuticals. Chipotle. Netflix. All three or more. Netflix. Moving out above somewhat of a flaggish type pattern after earnings came out about 3 weeks ago. Two or more, Lennox International, Affiliated Managers Group, Emerson Electric, IBM, Boeing, Weibo, Constellation Brands, Teleflex, Allison Transmission. That's another one that's a little mini gap breakout to the highs there. And that is it for the upside today. On the downside, if I can find it, Concho Resources down 7, 135, breaks the 50-day volume heavy. Again, the energy stocks, yuck. Vulcan Materials, cement, down 6 to 122. Live long and prosper. Pioneer Natural Resources down 6, breaks down pretty good today. Energy. Credit Acceptance, 5. Diamondback Energy, 5. Another energy. Steris Medical Equipment. Big, big breakdown. Motorola Solutions. Regeneron Pharmaceuticals. Bluebird Bio. Arrow Electronics. All four or more. Three or more. Martin Marietta Materials. Say that 10 times fast. Cimarex Energy. Health Equity. Omnicom. Simon Property Group. Tenneco. Two or more. PVH Corp. Lyondell Basil, EOG Resources, Energy, United Continental, little toppy in that airline. That's one of the stronger airlines. The rest, a lot of them else have been breaking down badly. Teva Pharmaceuticals, Signet Jewelers. Remember we tell you about anything retail? It was 125 10 months ago. It's 71 today. Earnings down 9, revenue down 2. And I think that's it. Anadarko Petroleum, Resolute Energy, just a lot of energy stocks going bye-bye. And we alerted you weeks ago that they look like they were iffy. And I'm going to give you one more. It wasn't down two, but GM broke the 50-day today. On almost three times average volume, General Motors. And that is your ever popular over-the-top movers of the day. So if I have to have a complaint right now, small caps starting to underperform, not breaking down by any stretch of the imagination, but small caps starting to underperform, advanced declines, you know? We're going to be watching the financials here. If they break the 50-day as a group, would not be good news. So far hanging in there, even though some names like Citigroup and Bank of New York, yuck. Watch that carefully. But on the other end, Apple gaps up, going higher here. Netflix has a mini gap up, goes into a little flag, and now moving out above resistance. There's still enough out there. We just do yourself a favor and know what is not working. Market has its way of penalizing the heck out of you on the areas that not be working. And we will continue to keep you out in front of those areas. Not really hard to figure out right now, because it's easiest to isolate weakness when the indices are stronger. Of course, on the other end, it's easiest to isolate strength when the market is weak. And that's our take. Up next on The Edge, more this, that, and the other thing, and whatever else. This is the one only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra,
Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
Biz Talk Radio. You're listening to...
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready, go.
Action! Investor's Edge. With Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you're having a good day. What is it, Tuesday? Tuesday. Life stinks now. Football season's over. Oh, well. By the way, I was interested in, there was a little article today announced by the City College of San Francisco. And let me tell you how they announced this. The City College of San Francisco announced free of charge to all city residents under a deal announced by the mayor and supervisor. College, it's free. Under the agreement, the city, this is how the article was written, will pay $5.4 million a year. For all this. The city's paying for it. That's how they get you. The city ain't paying for it. The citizens are paying for it. That's what these people do. They're socialists. They tax you to death and give away free stuff in order to get votes. Do you know in California now? Bear with me. If you're in the highest tax bracket, you are at 52% tax. You have to work into the month of July before you make your first penny off your hard work. That does not include local, city, Obamacare, your taxes that are on your phone bills, your taxes that are on your airline tickets. In California, if you're in the highest tax bracket, same for New York, you have got to work into the month of July before you get your first dime. And you know what I mean when I say that. That is freaking obscene in my world, and that's how they got you. That's how they solidify their power. And somehow, all the socialists ended up in California, New York, and Vermont. What do they like about it? Do they really think some bureaucrats that know nothing about nothing can do a better job than real experts in industry? Answer is no. But for some reason, people think that's the answer. The word government is just the person who's in that government. And as we have told you, there has been a concerted effort by both parties throughout the years to take control of your lives. And they do it by money, taxes, rules, regulations, mandates. And I got news for you. The Republicans suck too. Under George Bush, we added $5 trillion of debt and a lot of new regulations under Bush. And of course, the championship belt goes to Obama. And of course, none of it was... Did anybody, any media report $9 trillion of new debt under Obama? Nope. And of course, every now and then, these morons in government go overboard, and finally they get their hands slapped. You remember Mayor Bloomberg? You can't drink soda above this level of ounces? Really? Mayor Bloomberg? And my favorite is that these people in government in some cities in this country tell you and tell restaurants they're serving too much salt to the consumer. But right next door is a marijuana dispensary. Let's outlaw salt, but legalize marijuana. Really? Let's outlaw big sodas, but let's have the good spleef. You know why? They don't make a lot of money off of salt, but they'll make a decent amount of money over marijuana because they're not getting paid on it right now. When I was in Aspen, it's at night, and the town was barren, was very quiet. But I heard a lot of noise and music, so me and my wife walked around the corner. It was a marijuana joint. And let me tell you, it looked like the Ritz-Carlton. That's how nice it was. That's okay. Salt's bad. So don't tell me these people in government know what the hell they're doing. They don't. They're misfits. They've abused you and they abuse me, and for the life of me, why people think they are the answer is beyond me. And all you need to do, go watch an interview with Nancy Pelosi. Tell me what you think. Go back and look at an interview on George Bush and tell me what you think. Oh, we're for low taxes and no and much less debt. $5 trillion later. So that's our take on them versus us. And that's why we're so loud about it. You have a great evening. Drive carefully. When you get home, do like we do. Quite the simple procedure. You'll make sure you hug your children. Night, night all.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show or to get in touch with Gary Kaltbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kaltbaum at his office, call 1-888-422-5559. That's 1-888-422-5559.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio,